Just kind of curious from the coach's standpoint after preseason games like that, like last night, how much would you look at the video or pay attention?
All of it. Cut all of it. So we have a routine. I go through the whole game. It's a 3-hour block, and from that, each of the other coaches, I got one other coach that does that, three others divide segments, put it together, we look at it, pick the theme and show it. So that's about it's a tight turnaround when you got an 8 a.m. video session and you're rolling in at about 12:30, so there was some work to be done this morning.
Whatever misinterpretation or whatever was intended conversation with Liney and the Finnish reporter that it came out about some stuff about line mates and what. Anyway, he and Brian Little and him had a conversation.
Yeah.
Brian said that it was, you know, kumbaya, everything's fine. Did you know about that conversation? Did you think it was warranted?
I thought it's the right thing to do, right? So something like that comes out, whether it's direct or in an indirect way, seems to disparage a teammate. You do the right thing, pick up the phone. And then those are the only two guys that got to answer to each other, right? They handle that. And it's not far off, to be honest with you, fellas. Some of the questions I had to answer this summer about the discord in the room, like it's not there and it's not a big story. And we all get your jobs, and I don't mean that. I didn't mean to lump you into that category before you get more ruffled feathers.
Pterodactyl.
Tara, no, you strictly the sparrow today. So I'm glad it happened because it should have happened. It's the right thing to do, and then everybody has a good giggle about it. We move on.
Brian, so little ego, you know, he shrugs it off right away. Maybe not all players would have handled it that way. You must be thrilled with that kind of.
Well, I think it was made possible. We've got these three young, brilliant young players, and he's been afforded the opportunity to play with two of them over the last 2 years. So there's a challenge that comes with that, right? When you go from being the number one centerman on a team, getting the best left, and you play against the other teams, and you're playing with two veteran guys, and they can get him, and it may not score 50, but they get all the other parts of the game. So Brian's been tasked with that. The running joke in the coach's office is I got to start sending somebody out to start my car on a few of those nights because Brian's got it one day, get a little sour at me. But he's been, I tell you, this guy's a great pro. I see it on the ice. The nights he's got to be first on the forecheck and first on the back check, and that's pretty much what he does all night is up and down. And the other kids are gifted, right, and they do a lot of really good things, and they score goals, and we cheer them. And then Brian just comes back to the bench and puts his lungs back in his body and goes back and does it again. This guy's a great pro, and he's a good player. So I'm going to be – I'll just fire this one across, and I'm trying to get the right analogy here for you if I can explain it better about Brian and some of the questions I've got about him. Or, you know, so let's say you're playing so you're playing poker, right? And the guy you're playing with, his eyes get as big as a house, and he's jumping up and down, and he screams all in before you even called because he's got four aces. That would be a tell, right? So a tell for me was when somebody fires out that Brian Little's, you know, not a good second-line center, or that we need to upgrade that position because he's not qualified to do it. That would be a tell for me that you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, or you don't own a TV. That's the other thing. You may be TV less in your home.
Well, hang on, though. You go for a center upgrade in the spring in the last 2 years, so.
We'll go for center depth, all right? And you saw, we go for center depth on that. And in the second one, Hazy didn't end up in that hole. Brian did, right? So, but look at the two of that, right? So you look at Paul, both really good players, right? So I'm not disparaging, but you look at Paul and you look at Brian. Brian would be the guy who scored 30 and had over 60 points. And the difference, the gap in points between those two players, I don't know, it's probably about 30 or 40. Paul would have played with a whole lot different player in St. Louis for all those years that Brian didn't. So Brian Little is a far better player than people give him credit for. And what I appreciate is, you know what? Your players teach you things too. So there's a guy who's teaching all of us how to be a great pro, how to be a good teammate, quietly.
You ran a training camp in your career, Paul, where you've had to discuss a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with sticks and pucks.
Then yeah, you go look at my second year in Toronto. That was a treat. My man, Yuri Talusti, was doing the flash on the front of the newspapers there. Somebody had sent some inappropriate pictures, and that was the easiest one I had. Oh, God bless it. Yeah, that was a treat. You know what, though? None of it has hit the ice or the locker room. I like our camp. I like the compete, how hard they're working. A little slow today, right? So that's the we're at 7 days, which tells you they're starting to drag hard here. But I've liked our camp. I think the guys may have had a little bit of fun with it. But the new guys that we brought in are you know, right there, a part of our group. So, yeah, there's been a lot of, what did I say the other day? Turbulence the other day. There's been some turbulence, but we still have our belts on. Everything's good.
Paul, about the video you've watched, about the video you liked with Tucker Pullman through the first two preseason?
So he can skate for sure. And that allows him all the things that we've talked about here on the fourth day. If you can skate, it's going to be easier for you to do. I liked what he did in his game and also standing up for his teammate, because you usually do that if you feel like you belong, right? That's a guy on my team. I'm going to take care of him. We're part of this. And that is the big step for those defensemen. They feel like they belong, because it's a big, heavy game that you got to play back there, and you got to feel like you're belong to push back on other NHLers. So I've been very pleased with where he's at.
And he does that too, that standing up for teammates. Coming off a season, injury-plagued season, right?
Right.
So wise, but and tough?
Yeah, wise and tough. Not, got to read the surroundings, right? So everybody loves Tucker Pullman a little bit more in that room today, and that matters. So we don't have to avenge every clean hit, but that guy got settled a little bit, just knowing that we didn't have a lot of muscle in our lineup, and Tucker's willing in the benches up and jumping, and that was pretty good. But Tucker Pullman, he's stepped a little closer to that locker room.
Who's not available for games starting tomorrow?
How so?
Like injury-wise?
I'm not putting anybody in that didn't skate today. So you know that Niku left the ice early today, so I haven't been in the training room yet. So he's going to be out. I've got the list done. I'll try to get Brownie out to you as quick as I can with that. I need to do this kind of – most of these – a lot of these guys are in. So I think I got Laos back in, and I've got Letestu back in. I'm talking about the center, so you can kind of play with those lines a little bit. I'll get it to you in an hour.
Hellebuck tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. Just a quick thought on Sammy. puck moving, passing, and the odd adventure last night.
He's come from his first game that he played in the NHL was in Montreal, and he scored a goal, right? And that was my first five questions. And nobody saw what was going on in his own end, right? And he made just huge strides. So he got to that point last year when he played where I thought, when he gets there, I'm not sure, but this guy's going to play. He's going to play for a long time. He's already starting to figure out his D zone. He's figuring out at his size how to handle the heavy traffic. So, like the play that kind of went to Coppin for a goal. He had the turnover at the start of the third period that we ended up spending 44 seconds on our end. And I'm not worried about those because those are just fixable. But the evasions, his ability under heavy traffic to pull the puck off the wall, stop and go the other way and out, those guys are hard to find.
Just wondering for me, just as far as Burton goes, is he a really interesting, intriguing prospect for you guys, just how far he's come?
Yep. Have you spent some time with him?
We had some.
You got to get a little bit of his personality laid on you?
Yeah, there's some. We had to blank out some of the language, too.
But it was done with enthusiasm, though, right? Yes, not like me. It's more anger and darkness. He's got a big smile on his face. So you're right. So he's coming an awfully long way. And we'll just say, hey, if we can just kind of stay on this trajectory, we'll have a real good goaltender that plays the puck better than half the guys in the league because he can handle it. And he certainly loves coming to the rink. He loves playing. So the sky's the limit, possibly. Goalies are different. But his personality is valuable. Having these kind of people that we've kind of brought in, they're starting to emerge now that with a little bit more enthusiasm for life. I like it. I like having those guys around. So May see him here. You may see him and get a few minutes here.